Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry with a G, one of their classics. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. There's only one of me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thanks for checking those out. Vicki Oliver is here, Vicki with the Y. VickiOliver.com is her website. She's the author of Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. She's a career specialist, expert in helping people put their best foot forward when they go for work. And Vicki, one of the things you do is you help people recover, if it's possible, from a bad interview.
Yes. One thing I feel very strongly about is that if you've interviewed for a while, if you've been out there pounding the pavement for a while, I feel you always know how well or poorly you did. Mm-hmm. I think, especially if you leave an interview, you just have a gut feeling.
Of course, yeah.
You know, like almost a third eye, you know.
Even if you didn't do anything wrong, you think there just was no click, no chemistry.
Exactly. Or, you know, you walk out of there and you feel like, oh, gosh, it was just a B+. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, a B+ is not going to get you hired. It's a great grade, but it's not going to get you hired. Or you just know there was that one question you stumbled over, mm-hmm. and you know it, and you want to redo it.
That's the part that you gotta worry about, because there's always somebody on the other side of the desk, right?
Yes.
And what I hate are the people who make such a big deal out of you coming in that you think you got the job, and they do that to everybody, you know, or the people who never, you know, they play their cards very close to the vest. You can't help how people are going to behave on the other side of the desk, but you can answer the questions.
Correct. So my own background, before I started writing the books that I write, mm-hmm. to help people, I came from the advertising world, and I tend to look at job interviewing as a campaign to get yourself a job. So really, the interview is just the first step. I think a lot of people feel the interview is the last step.
That's the alpha and the omega. That's the beginning and the end.
It's just the first step.
Big mistake.
So if you leave the interview and you know, wow, I really messed that one up, your opportunity to reverse that is in the follow-up campaign that you do to get the job. Now, some of it is a follow-up letter or a follow-up email. Between the two, I prefer email.
Right.
But it's also managing, like, let's say you had an executive recruiter get you, you know, the interview. It's also managing the executive recruiter's expectations, mm-hmm. and talking to her or him about what happened. And to be frank, I would say, in your email. So many times people write an email like, oh, thank you, so great to meet you, it was wonderful, blah, blah, blah. And they send that off. That is not an effective follow-up communication. Mm-hmm. And if you botch the interview, it's particularly bad to send that kind of an email, mm-hmm. because it seems like you don't even get it. You don't understand.
And by the way, let me stick one thing in here. And I think, I'm not sure, because I don't get all the email on these, but I'm pretty sure I would know it, and I think we probably get no more than 10% responses after someone's in here.
Critical.
That's a mistake.
This is critical. You can separate. One can separate themselves from the pile.
You can redeem yourself, even, can't you?
You
follow up.
You can bring a B interview up to an A.
Well, what if you have a, you think you had a bad one, and you're the only one of 10 who responds back?
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's gonna register good for you.
Think of it as in terms of a grade, you know?
Right.
So you got to be on the interview, but then in your follow-up, you get an A, and nobody else has followed.
Right.
You know? Now you're looking at an A- range.
Just remember what Yogi Berra said, the late, great Yogi Berra. It ain't over till it's over.
Exactly. So, you know, I would say those follow-up communications, and I'm using plural, follow-up right. communications that you write, this is your chance to readdress mm-hmm. that one question. Oh, you asked me about this in the interview. I want to be more specific, or I want to be more
How about, I'm sorry. I know it seemed like I wasn't prepared, or something, some kind of, not excuses necessarily, but just let them know that you recognize that was a shortfall.
I think you could just say, you know, I want to fill out the answer a little more. I want to give you a little more gloss
I like that.
On the answer.
Yep.
Something like that. And then you just, you know, you can write three paragraphs.
Just the effort, though, is huge, isn't it?
The effort is huge. And if you don't hear from the person back, you know, don't panic. Put mm-hmm. it on your list, your to-do list, and like a week later, write them a short communication. But I'm saying you're in a campaign to get the job until you get the
right.
job.
I want to say something to young people right now. Folks, millennials, you can't appreciate right now how huge it is for you to act like you want the job.
Right.
Right, Vicki?
Right.
I mean, that's just, in my opinion, oftentimes that's 50% or more of why people make up their mind. The person who really wants the job the most, even if they didn't do as well as another one, they're likely to get the job.
And I just want to say the job, not a job.
Right, right.
You have to be like, I want this job and
right.
this company working mm-hmm. for you, mm-hmm. you know? And here's why. And if your interview did go well, like, use those kind of points in
right.
your follow-up communication.
Learn from the mistakes of the last one to do better in the next one.
Right.
VickiOliver.com. Vicki with a Y, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Vicki, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you very much for having me, and I will.
Good job, Vicki Oliver. Ladies and gentlemen, Vicki will be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.